With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Could be major trouble ahead for a Florida member of Congress. Federal officials have indicted Democrat Sheila Sherfalus McCormick of stealing federal disaster funds, then using the money to aid a campaign.
Representative Sherfalus McCormick is accused of stealing FEMA funds that her family's health care company had received through a federally funded COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract. So say federal prosecutors. They also contend Sherfalus McCormick then used some of the FEMA money to fund her campaign through candidate contributions.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey hitting a small snag. Justice Department says in court a possible lapse in how the case was presented to a grand jury. Revelation that the full grand jury, did not review a copy of the final indictment came during a hearing where Comey's lawyers still asking a judge to throw the case out. President Trump is looking into another international conflict. This time, it's the brutal civil war in Sudan.
He said he was urged into action by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
It was not on my charts to be involved in that. I thought it was just something that was crazy and out of control.
The fighting for control of Sudan has killed more than 40,000 people and created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with over 14 million people displaced. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pressure mounting on Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky to take strong action in the face of corruption. He has dismissed two top officials and impose sanctions on close associates after the government investigators revealed $100 million in embezzlements. SRN News. American girls are apparently turning their backs on marriage.
It's a cultural cliche that dates back to antiquity. Females are anxious to tie the knot, males less so. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds only 61% of girls in the 12th grade say they want to be married someday, down sharply from the 83% who said so 30 years ago. But even more surprising is that more 12th grade boys want to get married these days, 74%, than do girls. A statistical flip-flop that may have no historical precedent. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mainstream media beginning to take notice of Muslim attacks on Christians in Nigeria. A new investigation from the Associated Press finding Christians often targets in attacks motivated by religion, especially in Nigeria's northern states. Jihadist extremists and ISIS-based factions have long gone after a brutal interpretation of Sharia law. SRN News. Roger Federer has been elected to the International Tennis Hall of Fame.
Federer was the first man to win 20 Grand Slam singles titles and was part of a self-described golden time and era of unprecedented greatness for tennis, along with rivals Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic.
I am my own career, my own player that needed those challenges. They needed a challenger like myself, and we made each other better.
Federer was the only candidate to receive enough support in the player category for the Hall's class of 2026. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission moving forward with efforts to regulate the sale of consumable hemp products as questions swirl around the future of the industry. That's due to federal restrictions on the products that just last week were approved by Congress. More details at srnnews.com.